As the mental health director for the Mountain Home Public School System, how would you classify the state of our students' mental health today?
We get that question a lot, and it's really difficult. I think everybody wants to kind of point fingers at COVID and all the research that has come out kind of globally since then around things like depression and anxiety doubling for our young people, things like that. I think for us here, we were already in a crisis, Heather. So I can really point, even before COVID, the need was too high and we were unable to meet the need already. And I do think that post-COVID, to answer the question a little bit, I think it is worse, but I don't know that we can blame all that on COVID. I think we were already on that trajectory. So we are in a place that really trying to work with our students on becoming more resilient, realizing that we have to be more proactive instead of reactive, because that reactive approach, we just don't have the mental health professionals to meet that need. So now we're kind of coming at it at a different angle, realizing that it is somewhat of a crisis for not just us. I mean, every school, I'm connected with all the mental health directors around our state for schools, and we're no different. It's a pretty big task for all of us, and all of us are in a mental health professional shortage. But I do think that we have to acknowledge that this is a time that's very difficult for our students. It's very difficult to be a junior high and high school student right now in particular. It's just a ton of pressure around them and a lot of difficulties that we didn't have to manage that they are having to, like how to manage social media, how to manage screen time, and what those things in particular do to the mental health of a teenager.
Matt, give us one takeaway, one specific thing that we can do as family members for our students or community members or supporters that we can do to help our students with their mental health.
Yeah, I love it. The big one for us, take the time to try to be that trusted adult to any teenager, any young person that you feel convicted or feel drawn towards. So we know that single most protective factor for a youth being able to fend off mental health challenges is to be connected to at least one trusting adult. So what we push is you can't be that to everybody, but those that you feel convicted toward, those that you feel close to, be that trusted adult, open your ears, take time to listen. We push a lot around our folks. Take time for nine. That's 9 minutes a day. Take 9 minutes a day. 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes when they get home from school, 3 minutes before bedtime. 9 minutes can make a massive impact on the wellness of a teenager or a young person. So it's really just opening your ears, taking time to listen, and that's what they need. They just need support and connection.
Take time for nine. Good work, Matt Sutton. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Hey, thanks, Heather.